sort of ended up calling it the land-based aspects of running a modern commercial fishing operation that we, Alaska Sea Grant, has been talking for a long time about. It's a business. This is a small business that you're running, and so there are things that, you know, financial things you need to be aware of, and understanding where you are in the markets and watching out for your, you know, long-term prospects within the regulatory process. So, yeah, that's where we started in 2007, so we've been doing it for a while now.
And so what has the reception been? If it's 2007, that's been 10 or 12 years ago. So the people that went through it the first couple of years have either had good results or not. So do you follow up with them?
A few years back, we did a follow-up survey. We weren't able to get a giant sample size, but a decent one. All but one person had continued along in commercial fishing, so we thought that was positive. We are really excited whenever we see them starting to, you'll hear about them testifying at Board of Fish meetings, or we've got some alumni that have started up their own fishing association or are now the presidents of their fishing associations or are getting elected to their local harbor boards or city councils. So I can't give you statistics on that because we don't have, you know, absolute follow-up with everybody, but I think we're starting to make it. After this summit, I think we'll probably have over 500 participants over these last 7 summits, and this is our 8th. So I think we're starting to make a little bit of a dent in changing, you know, or I guess maybe allowing them to network with each other and get more involved and maybe professionalizing the attitude towards commercial fishing, I hope.
So who are the people that apply and go to this? Are they people that are just fishermen, or are they thinking, maybe I should go, or do they go grudgingly, or are they thinking, oh, yeah, I really need this, or probably a bit of everything, huh?
Well, you know, it's completely, you know, voluntary to go, so it's not grudgingly. We are targeting people who are committed to fishing. So, you know, our ideal participant, I guess, is a permit holder or, you know, crew that are, you know, planning on it, fully planning on it, seriously getting involved. We're not talking generally high school age kids. We're usually talking 20s, 30s, early 40s. We don't put a time limit on it or an age limit on it, so people can come at any age. But we say new to the business, maybe in it for less than 5 years. But we do a good chunk on the fisheries regulatory process, and so people who've been maybe fishing a little bit longer but are starting to think about, I need to get involved in the Board of Fish, or I need to get involved in the council, we get those kind of people too.
Now coming up, this is coinciding with the beginning of the legislative session. That's intentional?
Yep. So we have, in the past, we've put on the Young Fishermen Summit every other year and alternating between Anchorage and Juneau. So when we do it in Anchorage, we time it to coincide with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting. And then when we do it in Juneau, we do it to coincide with the legislative session. So we'll spend some time setting up appointments so that folks can go talk to their legislators and hear from folks with expertise and, you know, how to get your point across in the legislature and issues they should be watching in the Alaska State Legislature. So, yeah, we're excited to add that component in when we're down there in Juneau for sure.